Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Robon. It's National Legal Drinking Age Day. Tony, who comes up with this garbage? Do you even remember when you turned 21?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I do, but I couldn't drink. It was Prohibition.
Okay.
Yeah, well, a long time ago.
You don't remember Prohibition, luckily. Because if you did,
that was in the 1920s,
you'd be 120.
Yeah. I think that was during the 20s, right? The roaring 20s came to an end with Prohibition, or was it the other way around?
Yeah.
Not exactly sure. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Alabama's quarterback is doing business, Sweden crushes the U.S. women's soccer team, and Chris Sale is making his way back to the big leagues. But we begin today with the Milwaukee Bucks winning their first NBA title in 50 years as they beat Phoenix for the fourth straight time last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a game befitting a superstar, 50 points, 14 rebounds, and most surprisingly, 17 out of 19 foul shots. Wilbon, your thoughts on what the Bucks, Giannis, and even Coach Bood accomplished?
Well, Tony, most of my thoughts are with Giannis. There's a great scene in Milwaukee last night with 65,000 people out in, you know, the surrounding area around the arena, and 20,000 in there. It was extraordinary. Inside the arena, Giannis was extraordinary. I mean, 50 points. I mean, it may still be number two on my closeout, you know, history of closeout games, Magic in a replacement, you know, replacing Kareem. You know, that night as a rookie, by the way, that's still atop my list. But Giannis, how do you – he was dominant. He was brilliant. He was great. He said, you can forget the free throws. I'm going to hit those. He did everything. And when you have the best player in a series in that sport, it's not like pitching, starting pitching, which can offset everything. It's not like goaltending, which often offsets everything. No, you have the best player in the NBA on the floor for a whole series – you're going to win the series probably, I don't know, 9 out of 10 times. Giannis was the best player, and that's one of the best performances of all time.
Yeah, and that's 50 points in closeout game and 33, I believe, in the second half. Yeah, you know, I'm going to rise to the defense of Coach Bood now, Mike Budenholzer, you know, because he's been slammed by a lot of people, including you. But I'm just going to tell you that today I had Tim Legler on my podcast, and I think Legler's the best analyst that I know. And Legler wanted to credit Coach Bood with two things in particular. One, after the first game, which was a disaster, he completely switched his defense. He put Drew Holiday on Chris Paul 90 feet. Every time Chris Paul got the ball, Drew Holiday was on him, and so that caused him to expend more effort and tired out 36-year-old legs. And I don't think that Chris Paul, though he had a fine series, ever won the game again in the way that I thought he won game one. The second thing that Legler talked about was how Coach Bood convinced Antetokounmpo late in games, especially coming out of bounds plays, the ball doesn't go to him first. It goes to Middleton or Holiday first, and they look for Antetokounmpo, or they shoot and he cleans it up. And I will say this, and I'm going to go on for a while, I heard the bell. This is a team, Milwaukee, that was down twice 0-2. In the history of the NBA Finals, if I have this number correct, if you were down 0-2, 31 out of 35 times, you lost. And they won. They were down 0-2 to Brooklyn. They were down 0-2 to Phoenix. Teams that had more wins in the regular season than Milwaukee. And they came back and they won. They won 4-1 against Brooklyn. They won 4-0 against Phoenix. I think changing strategies and adjustments is about coaching. So I'll speak for him in just in this particular regard, that they got better as these series went on.
I'm going with the Chris Rock saying on that specific thing to come back at you. You don't get credit for doing what you're supposed to do. You don't put Brooke Lopez and P.J. Tucker and Bobby Portis on Chris Paul, you're going to look stupid. So you're not getting credit for that. Sorry, I was there. I'm sitting next to Hall of Fame guards who looked at the game and said, that's insane. Of course he had to change it. Because if he didn't change it, they'd have lost 4-0. Now, he can get
that's
a team ready for a series and a season and all that. And he gets credit for that. But the credit last night goes to Giannis Antetokounmpo. All right.
Oh, sure.
He was
great.
He was not going to be denied. He had suffered through losing to Toronto 2 years ago in a conference final. He suffered in losing to Miami in the bubble last year. And he came back from that. He said, whatever you put on me, I'm going to answer. And so that to me, Tony, is the story of the championship. They had
I'll
the best player and the best team.
Yeah.
And they won.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you two interesting footnotes. One, Chris Paul is now 0-13 in the last 13 games that Scott Foster reffed, and they that should not happen again. And the second thing is Aaron Rodgers, a minority owner of Green Bay, gets a ring, which puts him only five behind Tom Brady right now as he continues that quest.
That's a nice note, Tone. Chris Paul fell short of his first title, but says he's ready to try again. After the loss, the Suns point guard said his focus is, quote, get back to work. I ain't retiring. That's out. So back to work, close quote. Paul has a player option for $44.2 million next season. Tone, what do you think of Chris Paul's run this season, and what do you see in his future?
Oh, his run this season was terrific. I mean, he uplifted that team. He's the big change on that team. They were so much better this year than last year, so he gets a lot of credit for that. He may just be jinxed in the playoffs. I think this is the fourth time he's been on a team with a 2-0 lead, and that team has lost that particular series. He's going to play next year, but I would ask you this, and you know better than I. Where is he going to play next year?
I don't know.
He has a $44 million deal with Phoenix, but he has an opt-out clause. And if he wants to opt out, you go for $80 to $100 million with who? With the Los Angeles Lakers. And you get together with LeBron James, your old friend, and you get together with Anthony Davis. It doesn't matter if anybody else is on that team that's on that team now. That is the anti-Antetokounmpo team. You know, that's putting together a super team, and I would want to see that, but you know better than I.
Yeah, I don't know in this case better because I haven't asked him. And during the playoffs, yes, we're working on a project together, his project. I didn't bother him during the finals and the conference finals because it's the finals and the conference finals, and it wasn't the relationship of reporter and star athlete for that. It is not that between us anymore. It isn't. And so I have not asked him. I started thinking about this months ago. How quickly is LeBron going to go to the phone, and how quickly does my dear friend Irvin Magic Johnson, who knows the value of a great point guard, say, all right, that's a nice little thing you did over there. The Lakers are standing right. You know that was going to happen. I know that's going to happen. Look, I mean, Magic's been on Twitter already. I haven't read the specifics, but I know essentially what it is. Tony, Chris Paul's run is phenomenal. All right, anybody who thinks that, look, I understand his immediate disappointment because I do talk to him and I know how much he wants this. But if anybody thinks, if on Christmas Day somebody had said, oh, yes, to you, Mr. 2 years away from 2 years away, that the Phoenix Suns were going to take this group of guys and get to the NBA Finals, anybody that had their hand in the air? No, they're lying now if they say they had their in the air.
That's
hit a great season. Hit a great season last season. And he's still on that list, I know, with guys like Elgin Baylor, Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, Stockton, Malone, Reggie Miller, great, great, great player, Steve Nash, who didn't. And I'm tired of legacy. It doesn't diminish any of them. If anybody thinks Chris Paul's season was diminished by the last 2 weeks, they're too stupid for me to talk to, okay? Because if you would, you're right. He led his team to the finals for the first time since 1993. So he had a great season. They fell short to a better team, a team that had suffered more, a team that was more ready to play and win in the finals than his neophyte team other than him. So that's my take on all things Chris Paul. He's a great, great,
great
leader.
And if he leaves that team, Phoenix will sink. Not stink. They'll be a playoff team, but they will sink because he is that important to that team. Let's go into Nick Saban's comments about his new quarterback, Bryce Young, and how much endorsement money Young is going to make. Saban said, quote, it's almost seven figures, and the guy hasn't even played yet. Everything in high school and college football has always been equal for everybody. It's not going to be that way anymore. Aaron Rodgers makes $24 million a year and probably several million more in endorsements because he's the quarterback. The right guard makes $1 million a year, and he doesn't get anything from endorsements. The same thing is going to happen to our team, unquote, Nick Saban. Wilbon, should Saban and other coaches be concerned about how a disparity in name, image, and likeness money might affect their teams?
Let me be real pointed and slightly angry. And Nick Saban is a guy whose life is probably as diverse as anybody out there, anywhere, in terms of his associations, his relationships over a long period of time. But Nick Saban, he just gave the old white coach speech. That's what he just gave. Everything was equal. Everything has never been equal. I mean, that's spoken like a man of privilege, and that's what Nick Saban is. It's never. It's like that dumb commercial that says talents are distributed equally. No, they're not. And opportunity is not equal, and reward is not equal. Except if you're Nick Saban and you happen to be in the right lane, and someone once said you were born on third base and you thought you hit a triple. So let's get over the fact that Nick Saban has his own baggage when he comments on this topic, all right? So this is what name, image, and likeness brought. And pretty soon, schools will be bringing it because they won't want to leave it to companies, to a sun tanning company or a gym or a barbecue shack. It'll be anywhere you can get this kind of compensation for what you do, you'll be able to do it. And this is what the NCAA and its decades of incompetence has left us with. And part of me says, good. I'm glad that all the blue bloods and all the royal people out there who sat atop the throne, on the throne, atop the mountain, I'm glad they're uncomfortable now, starting with Nick Saban if he is.
So I'm not going to try and sit here and defend Nick Saban except to say that he's probably the best college football coach of all time. And much of what he said in this particular paragraph rings absolutely true. I mean, this is the Wild West right now, as we have talked about before. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. Nobody knows how this is going to work. Quarterbacks are going to get more money. Wide receivers are going to get more money. Running backs are going to get more money.
They've never been equal. So what he said didn't ring true.
That's right. That's right. There's a star system out there that athletes know about. Linemen know that quarterbacks get more. What I'm hoping for is that, like the Notre Dame offensive line that's got a deal apparently with a barbecue joint where they're going to eat for free, good for them, that they get something.
Yes.
A defensive lineman,
yes,
that they get something, that a car company or something down the road. But what coaches have to do now, look, is it just, Mike, is it just that players now who never got,
yes,
paid at all are able to get some money? Yes, it is just. But what is also true is that we don't control the fallout of this. And there will be teams where there will be jealousy and there will be upheaval. And now coaches who make $10 million a year can earn that money. They can go out and make sure they still have a functional team. Because essentially what you have now is a professional team on a college campus. That's what you've got.
And people like Nick Saban,
you've got to do something with it.
You don't have to do anything. People like Nick Saban want to make sure it's not his locker room. And so I can't tell just through the comments, the words on the page, whether he's upset about it, just stating the facts, or worried about it, or resentful of it. I can't quite tell that. I'm just saying good, okay? Because people like Nick Saban can get theirs to the tune of $10 million and all the endorsement money in the world and don't give a damn how it affects anybody else other than them.
By the way,
now that someone else has that under their charge, oh, the world has come to an end.
Hold it for a second.
Let it in.
There's more news here.
What?
The Houston Chronicle has a story that Texas and Oklahoma are applying to the SEC, which should probably take them in. You know what? There's not going to be an NCAA anymore.
No.
There's going to be a big conference with 64 teams, and there'll be teams that can win a championship that make their own deals. Take a break. Coming up, what's the word for how the U.S. women's soccer team opened the Olympics?
And how to best describe the way the Dodgers beat the Giants last night.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time to let loose the lexicon in What's the Word, What's First.
It's blank that the U.S. women's soccer team lost 3-0 to Sweden.
It's bracing. It's like the alarm going off at 4 in the morning when you don't expect it. It's like turning on the shower and getting only cold water. It's, you know, you go, what happened here? They had been unbeaten in 44 straight games. It just shows you that doesn't matter when you walk out on the field. And it's also a sense for me that they're not going to lose this gold medal. They're going to go through this and win every single game, and they're going to beat Sweden if they get a chance in a rematch with Sweden. Now, maybe that their team is too old with Rapinoe and Lloyd and Alex Morgan for the long term again. This may be the last dance, Mike, but we know, we saw that movie. You know how the last dance ends.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I'm as optimistic as all that, Tone. It's scary. Because Sweden has been the team that has gone out there and said, we know you're great. We got you. We got this. That's Sweden's attitude when playing against the United States women in international competition. And I'm not quite feeling as cocky about this as you are. I say scary because I think this could be the end for those players already after their great, 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 great careers.
Next.
Last night's walk-off win by the Dodgers over the Giants was blank.
It was course reversing, maybe. You know, I mean, the Giants were going to win that game. The Giants were up 6-1 in the fifth. They're going to win the game. They're going to go 3-up in the NL West. They're going to go 2-up on the road in the middle of 7 games between these teams. And then that home run hits. I understand that momentum is today's starting pitcher. So if the Giants beat the Dodgers today, maybe that game means nothing. But if this turns around and the Dodgers win tonight and it's all even in the NL West, maybe we look back at some point on this game and we say, this game turned the course of the season.
Tony, I'm going to say it's incremental. All those ifs you mentioned, that makes it incremental. These teams play each other so many more times. You and I have lived through these series at a time in our lives where teams play almost 20 times a year. You, Dodgers and Giants in your youth, me, Cardinals and Cubs in my whole life. And so I'm going to say incremental because I don't think we can judge anything. I think this is going to go piece by piece right through to October, and we can't make a big deal out of any one result.
That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, after 2 years of recovery, Chris Sale appears close to returning to the big leagues.
And Jerry Jones admits he blew it with Jimmy Johnson, something that some of us have been telling him for 30-plus years.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 41st birthday, CC Sabathia. Sabathia retired in 2019 with 251 victories, the same amount as Bob Gibson. And that's the last time they will be in the same sentence. Sabathia was a very good pitcher for 19 seasons with the Indians, Brewers, and Yankees, a Cy Young winner. But let's focus on the win total, 251. Nobody's getting a 300 anymore. Pitchers don't make enough starts. What active pitcher is going to surpass Sabathia? Jacob deGrom wins Cy Youngs without winning many games. He only has 77 wins, and he's 33 years old. Zach Greinke has 217. He's 37. John Lester has 196. He's 37. Max Scherzer has 182. He's 36. They won't pass Sabathia. Justin Verlander likely will. He has 226 wins, but he's 38. Clayton Kershaw should. He has 184 wins, and he's just 33. To get to 251, you have to average almost 17 wins for 15 seasons. So congratulations to CC Sabathia.
Tony Sabathia seems like the kind of old school dude who would really appreciate being on any list with Bob Gibson. Any list. Reminds me of these playoff days lately in the NBA where guys were on a short list with Oscar Robertson. And sometimes I don't get the sense they appreciate it. Gibson, Oscar, appreciate it.
Not so happy anniversary, J.J. Watt. On this day 5 years ago, Watt underwent back surgery for herniated disc. Prior to this, Watt was a model of durability. He didn't miss one game in five complete seasons for Houston. He was the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year three times. In the ensuing five seasons, Watt missed 32 games out of a possible 80. He played all 16 games in only two seasons. This past February, Watt requested and was granted his release from the sinking ship that is the Houston Texans. Within a month, Watt signed a two-year, $28 million contract with the Arizona Cardinals with $23 million guaranteed.
Tony, I guess the Rams, your Rams, could get to the Super Bowl even if they finish behind the Arizona Cardinals in the NFC West, but that's going to be your division winner in the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals.
Shocking you'd pick an Arizona team. Happy trails to 11 Harrisburg Senators. That's how many batters Chris Sale retired without allowing a hit in a double-A rehab start for the Portland Sea Dogs before a sellout crowd of 7,368 in Maine last night. Sale continued his comeback from Tommy John surgery in 2020 by throwing 3 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out 6, walking 1 on 49 pitches. Sale was hitting 97 and 98 miles an hour on his fastball, 87 on his slider. Quote, "Today was a good day, definitely a step in the right direction," Sale said. Sale last pitched in a regular season major league game on August 19, 2019, nearly two full years ago. The Red Sox are in first place in the AL East. If they get Sale back, they won't have to worry about finding starting pitching at the trade deadline.
I knew there was a Portland Sea Dogs, Tony, but I thought they were the Portland, Oregon Sea Dogs. I didn't know the Sea Dogs were in Maine. Silly me.
Portland, Maine. Let's go quick to the big finish. Jack LaVine cleared the health and safety protocols. He'll join Team USA Hoops on Thursday. Significant?
Yeah, they can't afford to lose anybody else. And Zach LaVine is really maturing and coming along as a player still. After the Olympics, Grant Hill will take over for Jerry Colangelo. From Jerry Colangelo as head of USA Basketball. You like that?
Yeah, it's a really good choice. It is really good. Dabo Swinney is opposed to a 12-team playoff. Does that make sense?
So am I, as you know. So, yes, it makes sense to me. The Athletic reports that the Kraken will not select Carey Price in tonight's expansion draft. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are that Montreal gambled and won. They won that one. Last one, Jerry Jones says he messed it up with Jimmy Johnson. Does that surprise you?
Maybe. I mean, it's years late. The Cowboys probably would have won at least one more Super Bowl, maybe two or more, if Jimmy had stayed there.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, here's SportsCenter.
I love the way you make that move. That's a Johnny Carson move.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.